You look so concerned.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you're too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is, after such intense feedback that we need to do a part two, yeah. It will be, I think I called it like the vagina tales or something. Vagina, yeah. And penis part two.
Yeah.
See how I fought the patriarchy on that one? I put vagina first there.
Finally. Figured it out.
We did a wildly informative and hard-hitting part one.
True journalism.
And penis.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about things that were just so scientific.
Yes. Educational.
Educational. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Tear-inducing.
Emotional. It was really emotional, yeah.
That we said we had a part two, and we do.
And we do. It's here. It's
you know, we took 2 weeks off because of, honestly, just...
What the hell was that, two
like
weeks?
Like a hilarity, a concoction of nonsense, I would call it.
No, you know what the truth is? That episode was so emotional, we needed a couple of weeks.
We needed to decompress.
We really did. We needed to talk to our therapist. We needed to, you know, just really unpack the breakthroughs that we made during that episode.
Yeah. I don't want to, you know, give anything away, but I will just say, if you haven't listened to part one, go back.
Yeah.
And this will really, I think, probably bring tears to your eyes as well. But I haven't swiped my credit card the same way since. I haven't looked at it as just a financial transaction anymore.
You tear up every time you make a payment. Wow,
people have been through a lot.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Wow. No, it was a beautiful thing. And if you haven't listened, like Sean said, go back and listen to part one. It'll be...
transformative.
Thank you. I was looking for the word. Yeah. And also, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. It really helps us out. And leave reviews, please. It really helps us out. 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on. Not just Apple Podcasts. I think Spotify, you can give 5 stars too.
I was just thinking of that DM.
The DM? Oh my God. Did you see the follow-up DM?
No.
Oh my God. I don't know where it is or whatever. Didn't you send me another DM?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, do you have
it? The first was a review. This one's a DM.
This one's a DM.
This is the funniest thing I've quite literally ever read.
Okay, so to fill you all in, or if you forget since we've been gone for so long, last time, it's a bit of a sour subject, we did get a 1-star review. And it was because apparently we go off topic, which, as you can see, 3 minutes in, we're very clearly talking about vaginas and penises here.
Exactly. And the emotional and context.
So I don't understand where they're getting that from.
No.
But it was an awful review.
Yeah.
Evil, some might say.
Freedom!
It was from Freedom! From America!
Yeah.
And they gave me 1 star. So that was kind of fucked. It was really fucked, actually. Yeah.
I did like the review recently that said 5 stars for me, naturally.
Yeah.
3.5 stars for you, naturally.
Yeah.
Because you're cheating on me with Ashley Gavin.
I did respect that. You know, sometimes you have. But I only respected it because they still gave us 5 stars. That was just in the writing.
Let's not say us. They gave me 5 stars.
Okay, they gave you 5 stars. That's true. So I did get a couple DMs asking if the reason for our hiatus was due to...
It was funny timing.
It was funny timing.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, I've been temporarily co-hosting over on...
Can
we're
I
having
that in
gay
writing?
Sex. Sean's like, let's see the contract.
Yeah. How temporarily.
And it's been so much fun and great, but it had nothing to do with us taking a hiatus over here. And
it's been so fun, but not more fun.
But not right? More fun. Not more fun than I Can Explain. And I do shout out I Can Explain and all our wonderful listeners every episode.
Good.
Because I love it over here. And it's been fun temporarily co-hosting, but it was weird timing because all of those episodes are, you know, pre-recorded because Ash over there is figuring out scheduling with guests. They have a producer, all these different things. So they got a whole like machine over there, whereas over here it's really a beautiful thing. It's just us. It's just stripped down. Yeah. So all those episodes, I actually didn't know when they were coming out or like when that was going to start, because I've done guesting spots on her podcast before where I'll record it and it feels like a month before it ever sees the light of day. So I just really didn't know. And of course, we've been so consistent with uploading.
Yeah.
And of course, when we take 2 weeks off,
Not even by choice.
Like, actually, because I feel like people want the tea, because I've been getting some strange DMs.
Really?
Yeah, just because I do get it, because of the whole we're having gay sex thing. Yeah,
it looks like you forgot about me.
It looks like I've like maybe that there was like something going on there. And then also, I think like some people made up in their head that maybe I was actually going to stay on We're Having Gay Sex. And then because of that, I was going to quit this podcast. So I had some DMs of people being like, no, I love We're Having Gay Sex, but like, I can explain. Like, I love that. Like, don't leave it. And I was like, where is this coming from? But then I was like, it's weird timing. So I kind of get it. The truth of the matter is literally our microphone broke.
Yeah.
Then it was Pride weekend.
Yep.
And then it was... You were away in Toronto.
Then I was away. Then I think the most comical one was us. It wouldn't have really changed the uploading of this. Mm-hmm. It would probably come out the same day. But we finally were like, we have a day down. It's Monday. Yes. And I turn to Lauren and say, just letting you know.
Oh, yeah.
Bree's coming over today, mm-hmm. probably in a few hours to record. Yeah. So stay in your fucking room.
Yeah. Just kind of, literally.
And she's listening to me, she's on Instagram and she goes, Bree's coming over today. I think she's actively at a winery in Osoyoos right now, which if you don't live in Vancouver, it's like 5 hours away where Bree's family goes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. Now.
Sean literally called me. He's like, I'm just curious. Are you actively like 5 hours away? And is there no way that you're going to actually be here? And I was like, I totally forgot.
Yeah.
So it was a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah.
I would say.
Quite like the book.
There was some COVID scares mixed in there too. Oh, we even forgot about that one.
Oh my God. We were going to record.
We were going to record and there was a COVID scare.
Yeah. My mom got COVID again. Yes. And then we both went to a birthday party that one of the attendants had COVID. So we didn't meet that week.
Yes. It was literally like one thing after another.
Now, as I think about all of this. Yeah. I don't know if I can completely say that Ash Gavs wasn't responsible for all of this.
The more you think about it, this seems the kind more of...
Our microphone broke. I wasn't looking at it.
That's true.
Where was Ash Gavs?
Ash Gavs flew to Vancouver, snapped our fucking mic, gave your mom COVID.
Ruthless.
Took off back to NYC.
I'm not. Listen, honestly, never say never.
Never say never.
Justin Bieber was right.
So yeah, we're back finally. We did take a couple weeks off, and I don't even feel like, you know what? The annoying thing is, if I was gonna take a couple weeks off, I would want it to be like for something like, I don't know, some like relaxation or something.
Yeah.
The fact that I think that I was over here like two times during that process, we were online trying to record. It's like, it feels like we've recorded like five times.
Honestly.
In those 2 weeks. They've just never worked out.
Yeah.
It's wild. So anyways, everyone's been on the edge of their fucking seats for Sex Part 2.
I love that we're stirring up some drama though with it.
What do you mean stirring up? We're just acknowledging, we're giving journalism.
A secondary podcast. I'm saying like, I love that, you know, people are hanging on to find out what happened.
Well, yeah, because people really are. I mean, I think because Ash and I joke back and forth too on the podcast of like her being like, I want you to move to New York and like you should be living with me in New York and be on this podcast and all these things.
Oh, so she wants you to not only be on her podcast, but be her like girlfriend?
Ash is in love with me. I don't know if I've filled you in on that.
I know.
Yeah, we talked about it the last episode we recorded. She is very much in love with me. So there's a lot of layers there. But yeah, I don't think it's gonna work out. Me moving to New York.
No,
I don't think we're gonna shack up. Yeah, yeah. It's way too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer.
Big rats.
It's so many rats.
And that's just Ash Gavs.
Exactly. So no, I'm going nowhere. I can explain is going nowhere unless you have any news that you're leaving me.
No. Oh, I'm actually I, funny enough, yeah. I forgot to tell you this. I'm yeah. actually the new co-host of Call Her Daddy. So far it's only co-host, yeah. but she wants me to move to New York
yeah.
and live with her. Mm-hmm. She's like pretty obsessed with me, yeah. Alex Cooper.
So there's going to be like some scheduling yeah, things going on.
Similar, very similar.
Similar vibes. Okay.
So just before we get yeah. into the, you know, the very important part two, mm-hmm. which I feel like this DM ties so directly good.
It's
into
so
it.
Good.
It is the funniest thing I've ever read.
Yeah.
This DM reads.
Okay.
With one period in the whole thing. Listen, you don't answer the questions we are too afraid to ask. You talk utter shite, which is fine. But man, you are lying with the promise of answering tough questions. You don't, one, I'm reading it verbatim, but you talk shit and that's it. It's not a bad thing. You're just not clearing up shit. And the thing is,
they're right.
They're not wrong.
It's so funny to me though. I have a conspiracy theory.
It's the same person. That's freedom.
No, because it came with the same timing. We bulldozed over freedom last episode. We bullied freedom to filth last episode after they gave us one stars
yeah.
and told us to stay on topic.
That was a one star DM.
And then it just happens that we get from like an account that doesn't have a lot of information.
Yeah.
A angered yeah. DM. Also, the use of there's a one in there, right?
There is.
Freedom had a three in it, the username. So I feel like they like sprinkle numeros in there.
Alphabetresis.
Yeah.
So we have a hater, which I love. They're not wrong. This is exactly what we talked about, that we screw ourselves over with a name called I Can Explain.
We've said it so many times. That's why. Why are you angry in our DMs?
Exactly. But this is my thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to circle it back. I'm going to flip it on a script.
Okay.
I think that more so now our podcast is just talking shit for sure.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that we don't clear up things that people are too afraid to ask. The whole point of this podcast is just queer people talking about being queer unapologetically in a way
that
you wouldn't ask queer people those questions if you were a straight person,
exactly.
Et cetera. So I don't necessarily think that they're correct.
What I want to know is what question have they asked us that we haven't fucking cleared up? We have a Q&A episode.
That was my second one. I'm like, we have questions that we answer every question you want us to ask.
Every fucking 10 episodes, yeah. we do a Q&A episode. We get through like two questions.
We get two.
And
because we talk so much shit.
Riveting. And they're riveting answers.
And then, not only that, we have a specific advice.
So, no, what more do people want? Tell me, before that DM, was there a question asked? What question do you want answered?
No. If you're listening to
Freedom,
this,
if you're out there, Freedom,
ask us a question and we're going to answer it live on air.
Literally. I don't understand. We yeah. answer everything. We literally just had an episode where it was anonymous questions and we thought, thank God, these aren't just questions about like what's our favorite color, yeah. like whatever. Like these are really like questions that people are probably afraid to ask. They wouldn't ask to our face, so much so that they needed to do so anonymously, and we answered all of them.
I think also, we do talk shit. That's the whole thing. But
yeah,
within whatever. The talking of shits,
yeah.
maybe every 10 episodes,
we answer a question.
That, or uh-huh. every 10 other episodes, yeah. there's a little nugget of something deep and important.
No, we do talk about deep and important things. We've cried on this
every
podcast.
Every 10 episode on the one. Exactly.
We've fucking cried out here. What more does freedom want?
I also just
us?
Think like with a DM like that, what do you expect? That we're just constantly like trauma dumping about the
I
questions you're too afraid to ask?
We've talked about our coming out experiences. We've talked about our breakups. We've talked about toxic exes. We've talked about fucking
our own trauma, my
sex.
Asshole.
We've talked about like sex part a bazillion. What goes in our butthole? What comes out?
What we would like to go back in.
Yes. What other questions do you want? What stone is left unturned?
I think it's been so drawn out that we have answered the questions that you're too afraid to ask. It's just happened in 180 something episodes.
Yes, that would be a fair assessment yeah. that we could have answered all these questions in maybe 10 episodes.
Yeah, totally. And then canceled the podcast, which we should have. But we didn't, and we're here now.
And here we are, staying on topic.
Exactly.
Sex part two.
Yeah. We need to talk about it. Okay. We need to talk about the one that was so shocking, and I wish that I had the exact experience down to the exact words that it was given to us, but I don't. So
I thought you meant you want the experience that happened to this person.
No.
Okay.
So this was through... Okay, we're getting right back into vagina and penis, guys.
Okay.
Get off your fucking motorcycle.
There's a motorcycle.
Come here!
Sean's pissed. Before we get into it again, if body stuff, parts, anything stresses you out, trigger warning on that. We are going to be talking about, as advertised, penises, vaginas... Our penises buttholes. And vaginas, buttholes.
You keep trying to get me to talk about my penis.
Well, I know.
You're like, and do you have any stories?
And we're like, do you happen to have a penis that you'd like to discuss?
Anything weird happened?
Any strange
facts? I have been talking to people about the fart room recently, though.
The what?
The fart room.
The fart room. I forgot about that. What? I'm popular. My phone.
How in this many episodes have you not put that bitch on silent?
Listen, Sean, I gotta let the people know that there's people trying to reach me.
True.
I forgot about the Ash fart Gavs. It's literally Ash Gavs being like, I'm so sorry, I tried to get
Can
to
you
the other
dump
mic.
That loser, we got an episode.
Okay, now there's people screaming.
Now Ash Gavs is screaming in the alley.
This is Ash just mounted Sean's patio and is running for his mic.
That was a distraction to cancel.
Ready to snap it and give him COVID all in one swift blow.
What was I saying?
Your penis. You're gonna. But yeah, tell us all
you
want to
find out
about
my penis.
Penis.
Yeah. No, what? The fart room. The post colonoscopy fart room. Yeah. I've been talking to
sex
people,
part one.
The sex part one about when you get a colonoscopy. After you finish it, you go to the room and you're coming off the drugs and everybody's just letting them rip with reckless abandon.
Can't talk about this again.
They're basically shitting themselves, but there's nothing to shit out.
Yeah. This is the craziest thing. How this is just a thing that happens and no one talks about it. No. Are we talking about the things that people are too afraid to ask about?
Exactly.
Or we're not?
Freedom!
Literally, freedom, come at me.
So yeah, I have been talking to people recently that have had colonoscopies and they experienced the fart room.
Okay.
And a lot of people either say, yes, there is a fart. Well, everybody agrees there's a fart room. But a lot of people are like, I was still so fucked up on drugs that I don't really remember the fart room. And when they say that, I say... You were part of the farting.
You were farting the most. Farting. Yeah.
You were hitting the farts the hardest because you didn't have the brain capacity to try to tighten your hole.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Seems like nobody wants to tighten their hole these days.
Also, to circle back onto this, that is so true. You got to surround yourself with people who want to be the one tightening their hole in the fart room. Speaking of that, I was also talking about loose holes with people doing poppers. And
I just brought up poppers to someone the other day.
Probably Ash Gavs on your secondary podcast.
No.
And how when you do poppers, you loosen your asshole. It's like everybody has.
And your vaginal walls. I found out from this info.
Well, everybody assumes that it's just gay men. But also lesbians, a lot of lesbians don't know what poppers are.
Do straight people know what poppers are?
Probably not.
I feel like it's more just like
straight
a queer
don't know
community
what, like,
vibe.
Joy is, so I'm not gonna. Popper seems a little
fun. Have you had poppers? Like,
yes.
Have you taken poppers?
Yes.
Okay. I found out from this video that this person shared.
Okay.
That you are only supposed to sniff them.
Yeah, it's an inhalant.
Okay, I'm a goody two shoes when it comes to this sort of stuff. Okay. I don't know about that. So in this video, it said don't consume it because it could threaten your life.
Oh my God. It's literally like leather cleaner, basically.
Okay. Now I feel like so embarrassed, though. This is so embarrassing.
Oh no.
Because I responded to this person and I was like, oh my God, that's like good to know.
Yeah.
Like as if like that was like something that I should be like surprised to learn that you shouldn't take
like
it
that's
in.
That's the... Yeah, well, you're a lesbian. See, this is exactly what I said. Lesbians don't know about poppers.
But I think a lot of lesbians do. Like, I think the LA lesbians are on the popper train. I think
probably
that like
the cool ones.
Don't get me started on your LA lesbian friends. Also, oh my God, alert. Sean is trying to book a trip without me. Sean is trying to book a trip without me to LA. He slid into my DMs today. First of all, didn't even text me. Rude. Acting like we're just like distant
friends. We were friends. On.
I don't want to hear it. So we're on Instagram Messenger. You have my number. I'd like to remind you.
We're talking about something else to
whatever. I don't want to hear about it. And Sean... Ugh, this is so disturbing. Sean goes, by the way, I'm just looking at flights for my LA trip. Don't know if you'd still want to come or not. Like, doesn't matter either way. I was like in fucking shock. I was like, excuse me. I read the message. I was like,
it's just, we can't get into it. There's too many layers because of the whole other thing. We can't get into
it. What does that have to do with me?
Because it would be a different trip originally.
Oh, so now that other people aren't involved, you want to cut me too so it can just be you solo with your LA lesbian friends. Before, I had distractions of other friends. Now you want solo time.
Exactly.
And I'm going to get in the way of it.
That's the one.
This is so fucked up. Like, this is fucked up. This is fucked up to the core. You're going to leave me in the fucking dust back here? Like, literally, I'm not going to hear about this trip again until I see you fucking storying on your flights to LA. Yeah.
Okay, so back to poppers, loosening buttholes, fart rooms. We were talking about this, and before I had ever done poppers, I was like, do you just fart all the time when you're on poppers? So then, This is how, you know, we're all tying it together. I went to the Lady Gaga concert, which is, I would say, the highest concentration of gays, which... in turn means the highest concentration of poppers. Yeah. And the whole arena smelled like farts.
No.
And I think it's because everybody was on so many poppers that their buttholes were loose.
That makes sense.
I
and that's the science that people are here for.
Exactly.
We're getting to the bottom of things, pun intended.
Exactly. So I thought you would like to know.
Okay. I need to understand more about poppers.
Okay.
Because now I'm realizing that I am just totally out of touch.
Yeah.
I thought that poppers were a thing that you took before you had anal sex to relax your butt so it made anal sex more enjoyable.
Yes, you are correct, but you don't take it. It's an inhalant. It comes in a liquid in a little container with a screw off.
Okay.
And you take it like you would if you were like huffing fucking like aerosol cans. You take a big sniff of it.
Okay.
And then you screw the top on and it lasts like a long time because you're just smelling it. But it's quite literally basically like leather cleaner, like a really strong, like industrial strength chemical that you're sniffing.
But why do people do this pre-concert? So their buttholes are just loose all concert.
Well, it just, no, it only, the thing is, it only lasts like 60 seconds.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
It only, it's not like
no,
a drug.
My life's been a lie.
It's just like, it gives you like a head rush and you like feel very like warm and like that's why it's good for
60
sex.
Seconds?
Yeah. But the dick only has to get in. That's the
point. So wait, but like then during sex, are you continue to sniff?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But wait, what? Okay, so it gives you like a certain euphoria too. It's not just the loosening of the...
No, you get like a head holes. Rush. You get very like warm feeling.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. See, this is just... this has changed my whole tune.
You're welcome.
Okay. Also, they're not available in Canada.
They're illegal in Canada, yes.
So you were in Toronto for this concert.
Yes.
So there was some popper smugglers, is what you're trying to tell
me. Well, they're everywhere. They're all over Canada still.
Okay. So the kids can find them if they need them.
Well, that's, drugs are illegal. And I'm joking. Drugs.
I'm just kidding. Everyone listening out there, don't listen do drugs. To us don't and don't do poppers, and drugs. And also, don't eat poppers. I learned that.
Yeah, if you're going to do them, don't eat them.
I learned about that. And
I just have this panicked thought of like somebody being like, do you want poppers? And you, this just isn't sipping you at
it.
All.
That's, I think
and
I would have done it.
Succumbing to peer pressure.
Yeah.
And literally just drinking it.
I would look at it like, in Alice in Wonderland, like that little vial of liquid that she just takes.
Yeah.
And then I would die. Yeah, so I think I almost have to try poppers now. But I'm just scared that I'm just going to start just farting everywhere. And then I'm just
doesn't like super, like your butthole's not actually like open.
I hope not.
It just gives you the,
like a...
just everybody just immediately shits themselves when they're doing poppers. Like that would be concerning.
Can you imagine? Well, I'm sure if it loosens the vaginal walls too, like people that are into like fisting and all that probably stuff. Love poppers. Yeah. I got a few friends I could deliver those to.
Same.
And I could deliver my fist.
Oh no.
Okay. Sex part two. We need to tell this story.
Okay. Yes.
So we were at a function. I don't think we can give like too much information in case this is like, we were here having drinks with some people.
Yeah, I was like, what function? I literally was like, what soiree was I at?
You don't remember the gala that we attended the other week?
Wasn't it my apartment?
I'm trying to make it sound like fancy over here. Yeah. I'm like, we were just at, you know, another day, another function.
We were at a function, yes.
We were functioning. Location? In Sean's apartment.
Somewhere cool. People there? Hotties.
True.
Yeah.
True.
That's why we were invited.
It's your apartment. Okay. And I told the story that I told on part one. Mm-hmm. So then it was a sharing space. Okay.
Everybody felt comfortable.
Everyone felt comfortable. We were all doing poppers. We were loosey-goosey. We were fisting each other, you know, as you do.
So the walls had finally come down. The vaginal walls.
That was good. Did you mean to make that joke or was that just, that was afterwards? The walls had come, I don't know. I liked that. Oh. I liked the way that riff went.
Anyways, I don't know. I set myself up. I'm a comedian.
It was gorgeous. You are. Okay. So then this person felt safe to share. Strangely enough, they didn't share about themselves. They shared about a friend.
Which you were once again asking for.
Yeah. It's like, anyone got any weirdo stories about any penises or vaginas? Oh my God. My DMs are going to be full of people wanting to be friends with me after this.
Good thing you're shadow banned.
Good thing I am shadow banned and I got a friend gate a while ago.
Yeah.
I haven't tried to be friends with anyone recently. Do you think that's a good thing?
Yes.
I thought you were going to tell me to get back on the horse. I thought you were going to be like, Brie, don't be hard on yourself. Like, there's people out there that want to be friends with you.
No.
Okay.
Not with how you were. Maybe if we had changed the approach.
Okay. Serious question.
Yeah.
How would you approach me trying to be friends with someone? Like, if I was like, oh, I want to be friends with this person. I've stopped altogether trying to be friends with anybody because I needed to for my own, like, embarrassment factor.
Yeah.
Because I was going down such a dark path of painful examples of social interaction.
Yeah.
How would you?
I would say maybe don't fixate on people you enjoy and say, I really want to be friends with this specific person. I would say maybe
be just open
let
to friendship.
It happen naturally.
But it doesn't. That's the thing. I've been trying to, I've been not making friends. And no,
I've been out here not making friends.
I've been out here not making friends and there's no natural friendships happening.
Right.
So like, am I just supposed to sit around and wait? I'm not supposed to be proactive to try and be friends with anybody. Like my DMs are dry. My messages are dry. I'm walking these streets. No one's trying to be my friend.
Yeah.
So I'm just supposed to accept that.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Sad. This is a tough pill to swallow. I thought, you know, I really thought you believed in me more.
No.
So this person tells us about their friend that was going in for a vasectomy. This Once again, story is fucked.
We really talked about malpractice in episode one. Yeah.
This should just be called, honestly, this shouldn't have been called vaginas and whatever. Also, you fucked up on the title last week. You were supposed to write not the vagina tales. Vagina tales, like veggie tales, and you put the, so it ruined the joke. Veggie tales, vagina tales. You put the vagina tales.
I didn't know we were going for veggie tales because I wouldn't have put vagina. I would have put like vag tales or veggie tales.
Veggie tales.
Yeah.
Okay, can that be this week? Veggie tales?
Or I'll just edit the fucking episode name. I didn't know we were going for a veggie
so
tale.
Person
pun.
Goes in
I didn't know
for,
we were
a
going for a Christian, like literal Bible propaganda.
You didn't pick up on that? You didn't pick up on that?
No.
Okay, well,
so they go in for a vasectomy.
They go in for a vasectomy.
Yeah,
they say, doc, hook up one of those vasectomies.
Unhook, technically.
And the doctor says no problem, routine. They come back for their appointment, they do the vasectomy from what they think is a vasectomy. They wake up. They did not get a vasectomy. They got a circumcision.
Late in life. Which is horrific.
Circumcision. Not only like horrific to experience, probably with like the pain afterwards and like enduring the like post-surgery, like post-op, but you didn't want a circumcision.
You didn't want it. It's literally like genital mutilation.
Yes.
I was just watching YouTube videos and I've been on a huge circumcision train.
What the fuck? That is a terrible train to be on.
I feel very attacked right now.
That is so a circumcision train.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Why?
What do you mean? What do you mean why?
I've just been researching it. It's fascinating.
I don't know.
And how it's very normalized in Western culture.
I think it's weird as fuck.
And how it's like quite literally just like genital mutilation on like children that have like no. But then there's a secondary aspect of it that if you ask men who've had circumcisions, all, it's like 99% of them will be like, I can't believe that happened, but I'm so happy it happened to me. Anyways.
But do you think that's just because of the social?
Totally. But yeah. Anyways, okay. On my circumcision train, there were many stops along
strange
the way.
Strange train mental to aspect be on, just of saying. It. Okay.
I'm a learner. What can I say?
Okay, yeah.
I'm here to learn.
You know what?
I'm here to inform the people. I'm here to answer the question you're too afraid to ask.
I shouldn't ick your yum. And if your yum is circumcision, then I'm here
it's
for it.
It's not. But the circumcision train led me to that conclusion.
Okay.
All aboard. So there's so... so there's so many layers to this. Is like, first of all, the horrific malpractice of getting wrong surgery.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was on a totally different... wrong surgery train as well. I've been on a weird train.
What the
I need
fuck?
To get out of the station.
You need to.
I was reading about this.
Get
case
on a
of
boat
this
or something.
That did a liver transplant.
What?
Which is like apparently really hard to do.
Okay.
And the doctor was like so happy that the liver transplant was successful that he signed his name with like some sort of, I don't know if the person described it, some sort of like, I think like a cauterizing tool or something, signed his name in the person's body.
What?
And then
what?
This person years later had complications with their liver. So a different doctor opened them up and found.
No,
the
this
first
has
doctor's
to be a fucking joke. No,
signature.
This...
It's not a joke. It's literally
a thing.
Full facts. Anyways.
What the
speaking of malpractice.
Fuck?
So yeah, the layers to this, you literally got genital mutilation.
Yeah.
Malpracticed.
Yeah.
Late in life circumcision.
Yeah.
All these things. And then you wake up and you still need a vasectomy.
To me, that's the best part.
It's the
that's
best
the
part,
the
but
cherry
if
on
that's
top.
Just like the that's a full slap in the face. Oh. You go through all of this like dehumanizing, shocking, all yeah. this, and then you still probably most likely have to like go back under for another
oh,
surgery that you wouldn't trust anybody to touch your body
oh,
ever.
You'd be horrified. You'd be absolutely horrified. I'm laughing because I'm trying to see the funny in it. It's a horrifying tale. All these tales really yeah. are somewhat horrifying.
Those are the veggie tales, though.
But once you get on the veggie train, the circum train, it's dark.
It is.
It's dark out here.
It is.
Fuck. Okay, so I knew another person that got an adult circumcision.
Yes.
Out of choice.
Yes.
And they got the adult circumcision because they're like... their dick was too big for the foreskin.
I was like, or their foreskin was too small. That.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact that their dick was too big. Just saying. Just saying. We're not going to give any other details. How that information.
I am a woman of God.
I am a woman of God, and B, I'm a journalist. So true. I got to the bottom of it, and I can.
You did get
ya.
To the bottom of it, probably. Maybe not, actually. If it...
I got about halfway through.
I got about mid-shaft of it.
And I can verify.
Too big.
From my very close sources.
Journalism
sources. It's too big.
Too big.
Too big.
You know, hard.
And I don't that doesn't happen. It's not like foreskins are just like one size fits all and some dicks are too big for the foreskin. It was an abnormality, clearly, that the foreskin stopped growing at a certain point.
So yes and no. That is actually like I have experienced.
Are you gonna tell me a strange thing about your foreskin?
No, not oh. about me. I have experienced
yeah.
hooking up with people. People that have very tight foreskin.
Interesting.
To the point that they like are like, you can't do XYZ.
Yeah.
Because it hurts.
Yes. This is what was happening
because
to this person.
Foreskin is too tight.
And it can't like go below. Down all the way.
Yeah. Which to me
mm-hmm.
makes sense that you would perhaps follow adult circumcision train.
Oh, 1,000%.
Because there's like.
If sex is painful every
if
time
sex
because
is painful,
of it.
But also like then like there's the whole argument with circumcision that like being uncircumcised is like not clean. It's like uncleanly, which isn't true. But in situations like that, I think it would make maintaining cleanliness harder.
Wait, did we tell the story of the uncleanly one last time on part one? It was so long ago, I forget.
No.
Okay, this is a perfect segue in. So first, we need to
one rattled me to my core.
We need to start by saying that being circumcised or not circumcised does not affect your cleanliness. Yeah. If you are someone who cleans your body properly, it truly does not matter. It's been proven a million times over. So if you're listening and you have foreskin or you know someone who has foreskin, please do not add to that stigma or like whatever, because that's just simply not true. However, like anybody, if I never washed under my armpit per se, if I never wiped my ass after like going to the bathroom, like straight men, eventually stuff's going to cross over. Like, it's just, you got to take care of your body, especially the parts that are tucked in different spots.
Yeah.
You got to get in between the flaps and the folds, some might say.
Absolutely.
So this person, I guess, missed that memo on certain flaps.
Yeah.
And
one very important flap.
What? Am I wrong in remembering that they actually didn't know that they even had a flap?
The story that was told was that they knew they had a flap, but they did not know that they could roll it said flap back down.
So they thought that when you had the flap was just up.
Yeah.
So what happened, is their flap got...
No, they had a partner.
Oh my God, you're right. I think I blacked this story.
I was like, I don't even know if we can say this.
Okay, basically they had some insider journalism.
Yeah.
That stated that they should probably go to a doctor to get something resolved.
Yes.
Because this person could not, they became aware that it was not normal that their flap could no longer retreat. And if you're watching on video on Patreon, if you're a Patreon, you get video, you will be seeing me visibly miming pulling back foreskin over and over again. I think I've done this. I'm jacking off.
Yeah. Oh, they finished as well.
They have finished and I'm still going to town. Yeah. I'm hoping it comes back to life and we can go for round two. I've just been consistently jacking an imaginary penis off this entire time.
So what I need to end this with
on Patreon, link in bio at I Can Explain Podcast.
This is just like, this is so wild to me because things like this, I feel like issues like this are literally only happen because of like how society has created conversations around sex and like genitals and all that, that I'm sure like a cleanliness conversation wasn't had as a young child because a parent didn't want to have it or they felt awkward. Mm-hmm. Like there's just so many things that like we've created this culture around sexual health that things like this are happening because people aren't informed. People aren't learning this in school.
Yep.
They're not talking about it with their friends. They're not talking about it with their families. Mm-hmm. Like it's fucking people over to the point that they like need to go to the doctor because of it. But to circle this back in a less horrific thing.
Yeah.
Some story that I don't feel uncomfortable telling is, and it just, I think relates exactly.
Wait, we didn't say quick before you say this, the person's penis flap was crusted
shut. I think people could fill in the gaps. That's why I kept
it
going.
Was such a thick crust that it could not move anymore. The inside was just a solid crust and they had to proceed to like soak it for like months to slowly work back the crusted shield that had formed inside their foreskin over the head of their penis. Go ahead. You guys could see Sean's fucking face right now. They needed the full story. They needed the end of that story.
I thought that we have very intelligent listeners and they could do some journalism of their own since we had given them so many facts.
You're not clicking on this episode and you haven't gotten to minute 42 if you don't want the full explanation.
I feel lightheaded.
You've already clicked off. You've already clicked off if you listened to the liver signing and the... Freedom's over here, we're getting to the tough questions, don't you worry.
Just to really circle this back, because I feel like this ties directly into it, I have a friend who has stinky feet.
Is it me?
This is an intervention. Your whole family comes out.
Can you imagine? With that like person from the show. Oh my god, traumatizing. Okay.
Your sister and her baby are just shaking their head.
They've got nose plugs on, those old school nose plugs.
So my friend has stinky feet.
Okay.
The entire time I've known him, he's had stinky feet.
Okay.
I lived with him. Stinky feet. To the point that like we would joke about it, but we'd be like, it's really gross. Your feet smell really bad.
Yeah, like figure it out.
And he works at a coffee shop.
Okay.
And I worked at a coffee shop. And he said, well, we just spill so much milk and it's just so dirty back there, which is actually so true.
Yeah.
My shoes were absolutely disgusting when I worked at coffee shops because you drop milk, spills over, there's spills, like it's just gross back there. For sure.
Okay.
Years of stinky feet, right?
Yeah.
Copper socks. Trying different things. Apparently copper socks because copper is a disinfectant.
Okay.
Naturally, all these different things, right?
Okay.
Stinky feet. New shoes, new socks, stinky feet.
Okay.
All these things.
This is a mystery for Dr. House.
Is it? If you had stinky feet, what would you do, Brie?
I don't wash my feet.
Crazy. So.
No.
After about 7 years of knowing this person, he goes, Sean, I no longer have stinky feet. And I said, that's great.
Yeah.
What did you do? He said, I've been washing them.
John, I'm going to pee my pants. And I said,
what do you mean? And he said,
stop.
I have been washing them in the shower. And I said, this whole time you've had stinky feet, so aggressive that people joke about it. You're buying copper socks,
specialty socks,
different shoes, like ventilated shoes, all these things, everything. Never once did you think that maybe not the full solution, but maybe a part of the problem would be washing your feet in the shower.
I don't understand.
And he said the exact same thing that I've seen on TikTok. He said, because there's this whole thing that straight men don't wash their legs.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I know they don't.
They don't wash their legs. He said exactly what they say in the videos. I just assumed that I wash my top part and the soapy water dribbles down my legs and touches my feet.
See, and okay, hear me out. If at the very least that I could believe that for a second, that maybe that was true, that you're stepping in the soapy water, some ridiculous claim. But after a few years of still having stinky feet, wouldn't you think maybe give him a little extra scrub? Just a little.
Maybe a loofah.
Yeah.
A brush.
What the actual fuck?
Yes. And I was absolutely mind blown that you could have stinky feet for like 7 years, probably more because that's all I've known him.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those years you thought, maybe it's time to wash these bad boys.
How is this person getting through life?
Not
is what
well.
I need to know. Like, where is the like problem solving in this person's life?
Undetected.
Honestly, maybe they want to be my friend.
Probably.
Probably.
Two little stinky feeders. Stinky feeters.
I actually don't have stinky feet.
Yeah,
do
you
I?
Wash them.
Would you tell
no,
me if I did?
Tell you, yeah.
I never have stinky feet. That's a lie. When I was in high school, when I used to wear flats, were in.
The Aldo flats, the ballerina flats.
Yeah. I did have stinky feet.
Have you seen all the TikToks about that? When you like.
Is it coming back?
No, people just have been making TikToks about like living in 2006
with
and how you would
feet.
Get to someone's house and the first thing you would do is go to their bathroom and wash
and
your feet.
Wash your feet. What the fuck was happening?
Yeah.
But your friend wouldn't have thought of that.
He wouldn't have thought of that.
Your friend would have just kept rocking them. Holy shit. Okay.
So, yeah.
Try and tell me we didn't answer tough questions.
Everything. There's literally not a single thing that we didn't answer.
Besides, what's weird about your dick? Well, but that's for part three.
We're going to do a 360 video.
For patrons only. Yeah. Linked in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast. Yeah. There's no actual promises, fine print. We will not be doing the 360 video. But for fun, imagine we were.
And I won't completely negate it if there is maybe...
If there's a surge, a certain
dollar amount behind it.
No, if there's a surge, yeah. We'll consider it.
I'll do a 360 tour. I'll do a Cribs.
I'll walk around your dick MTV with a video camera and get that 360 view. Totally. I'll do whatever I gotta do. Honestly. Jesus, I'm ready. One of those things, you know, at the ward shows where the camera's there.
That's what I was...
And the person walks slowly, but it's kind of just your dick slowly goes like this.
Yeah.
And it gets like the slow-mo imagery.
Or like the one that you like stand in the middle and the mm-hmm. circle goes around you and builds like a model.
Jesus. Okay. Our patrons are going to drop after this.
Well, yeah.
You can also follow us wherever you're listening. It actually really does help. So if you're listening, please God, we can tell that you're just listening and not following because the numbers just clearly don't make sense. So
the math isn't mathing.
The math is not mathing. Please take the time to click follow or subscribe. I know you can just search our podcast every week, but it really, really helps us out.
The math is mathing even less on reviews.
No. It's fucked on reviews.
I'm bad at math, and I said something right
you,
here.
You said, hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute.
So reviews, subscribe, pay us money on Patreon. Those are just a few small tasks, yeah. Things that you can do for us after we took 2 weeks and didn't tell you where we were.
And then created this utter nonsense.
Yeah, absolutely. We answered questions. People are too afraid to ask. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.